Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Your future won't wait. Are you ready for it? At Cooley & Labus Financial Advisors, we turn your goals into a game plan. Retirement, college, and a dream home.
Integrity, knowledge, reliability. Visit CooleyLabus.com today.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
Good morning, rock and rollers. Handyman Show right here in Super Talk, Mississippi. I was looking at the TV screen and the headphones really kind of messed up.
We all wish we had hair like that, trust me.
Let me fix it. Wait a minute. I'm going to put the headphones down just for a minute. Here, now it's better. There you go. All right. Yeah, we're going to talk about fixing things up around the house and take care of the house and we're going to have Nikki from Pure Air Consultants on at about 10:30 and talk to her about I've got some things up my sleeve I want to talk to her about, and we'll talk about that in a little while. It should be a really good time. But at any rate, we're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 12. My name is Buddy Slowick. This is the Handyman Show and the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Lance is on the other side of the glass. Hey, Lance, good morning.
Good morning, Handyman.
That's good to have
you. We had a great conversation that the Birdman kind of got started on birdhouses and construction of birdhouses,
yeah,
and the right materials and kind of, you know, what you need to do for this, that, and that. It sounds like the ultimate handyman project.
Oh, it is. Building a birdhouse is just – when you get into that, it's like – you just never stop. It just seems like the first one you look at and you go, wow, I'm going to keep on. And just you build them and build them and build them. Before you know it, you're into it so very much. But it's so good to see Ken again, see the Birdman again, and have him sit here and just yak at us. I just love listening to him. And he is so knowledgeable about, particularly about birds. And my son-in-law, Frank Hutton, worked with Ken up at Madison Central. He worked right with Ken in the same kind of – in the same classroom before Ken retired. And really, Frank Hutton has really helped up there a whole lot and helping in that class. So it's just good to see him. But at any rate, Handyman Show right here in the Build Mississippi Studios. And we'll be just yakking about all kinds of things this morning. I've got a lot of things I'd like to talk about. And, of course, we always welcome your text. You can text us at 601-879-4395. Or you can first segment, you can sure call us with questions that you might have at 888-808-8637. And we'll be happy to talk to you about your situation if that comes up. And other than that, we've got a lot we want to talk about this morning. And I thought what I'd start with today is like just a basic handyman toolkit. And I know we've talked about this before, but I think it's been a year or two, maybe even through, who knows. I can't answer that question.
Time flies.
Really. But a basic toolkit, particularly if like the first time that somebody is really getting into doing a DIY kind of projects and they want to do just maintenance around the house and they're just learning as they go because they didn't have that kind of education growing up as to how to take care of things. Things are changing in that industry, by the way, and more people are becoming educated in being able to be a decent handyman and beyond. But we'll talk about that a little later. But a basic toolkit is really the first thing you need to start with is just basically a toolbox. And then you'd go to a great hammer. It's probably a 16-ounce hammer. And you'd a flathead and a Phillips head screwdriver. And you'd need a saw and pliers and a tape measure and a level and vise grips, clamps. Now, all that is like you could go out and individually buy that. But looking online, I'm beginning to see there's an awful lot of beginning toolkits available already set up that have more than what I just mentioned in their packages. And they start anywhere from $15 for a really inexpensive, cheapo one, right up to probably $300, where you can get just about anything that'll do anything at all, mechanical work and also work on the home. But to spend $60, if you will, about that, that's probably a good medium price to start at. You can look up toolkits, basic handyman toolkits, and you will find them available at the big box home centers and Amazon and just so many places, at Rebel Hardware Store. There's so many places you can find great beginner toolkits, Harbor Freight. There's so many great places around. And those toolkits have ratchet sets in them that are metric and also regular American, whatever we call it.
Well, you know, metric is always fun. I always get so turned around on it. We'll be reading some during the week, like kilograms and this. I'm like, man, I ain't going into all that.
Well, you have to, when you have a Japanese vehicle or something, you have to have a metric toolkit. And basically,
dang right you do.
A lot of American vehicles have metric stuff in there because they're parts.
SAE and metric, right?
Yeah, there you go. That's right. But it's very important to have that because it can really make a difference in whether you're ratchet's going to fit on a nut or actually
or strip it.
Strip it, right. And so many people do that. They end up stripping the nut. And once you strip the nut, it becomes more difficult to get out. But I've found that a stripped head on a nut, particularly maybe a screw nut or something like that, just take a pair of vice grips and really grab onto it, and that helps a whole lot in getting it out. And you need to tighten up the vice grips and get a really good bite on that nut, if you will, and then you can actually screw it out with the vice grips. But
then get the right socket and go get a new nut because don't use what you just did.
Don't put that back with a wrench with a vice grip. Don't put that screw back. Get one of the right size. Make sure and find the threads. Are they metric or are they SAE? Who knows? Find out. You know. And how do you find out? Well, your toolkit, if it has a ratchet set in it, has a set of metric metric tools and also a set of SCE tools. And with that, you can really tell whether your nut is metric or not. So that's the way I recommend getting a basic toolkit. I think it's really a lot better than buying individual parts and pieces and places like that. I think you'll do a whole lot better. And then once you start on the basic toolkits, you're going to start looking at, maybe I should have some power tools. Yeah, you should, for sure. And there are some great power tools available. I think the first power tool that everybody should have is a great battery-operated drill. Works so very well. Should be said also that if you have a battery-operated drill, use that drill. Use the battery all the way up before you go to recharge it. And then don't recharge it if it's too hot. Let it cool down and then recharge it. And it's a good idea always to have two batteries, a fresh one and one that's charging. I have two batteries at home, and it works fine for just my drill kit very, very well. And a drill can also work as has screwdriver heads to it. It has drill bits to it. It has all sorts of devices that can fit into a drill that can really help you, scrapers and wire brush circular things. And I think Lance showed us one time with the drills that you can do just about anything.
Oh, man. Well, it's just the attachment. But Mike Heppe, he just called, and he always has some good little, you know, tidbits of info. Yeah. But as well, if you got a frozen up or a stripped out nut on something, you know, take a hammer and gently pop it a few times. Sometimes that'll unlock it. That'll make it a little easier to get the vice grips and pull it off if you need to. The little toolkits, you know, it's fun to go out and explore the new attachments to what you can put on the end of a drill now.
Yeah.
And it's where you used to have four or five different devices that you would have to maintain.
Right.
Now you can really just pay attention and do some research because they're always coming out with something that seemingly attaches to a drill.
Right.
And is made for that kind of attachment where you have the the post that goes down and you tighten it off. It's not like sure. handmade or homemade,
right.
you know, like you came up with something. But so they've considered a lot of different things. And another thing, you know, if you hate using a, you know, your hex, not hex, what is it? The Allen wrenches?
Yes.
You know, take a bolt cutter and cut the L off of it, and you stick that right down into your drill.
Just in your drill, and it works
fine. It's perfect. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking around, you go, I never use the L stuff, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Cut the L and, you know, cut that L out and just put it in your drill.
That sounds
they make pieces for that
that's
now.
That's close to sounding obscene.
Yeah.
Cut that L out.
But it's fun to find those new – I see stuff all the time, and you wonder, yeah, does this work? And But when yeah. you start seeing it in Rebel Ace and places like that, it's been tried, true, tested. And,
it has.
And
sure.
you're starting to see a lot of those things now showing yeah. up that yeah. probably, 2 years ago, we were talking about, you know, the metal cutter
right.
for a drill. And they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
yeah you used to have to order it off Temu or something. So
oh,
those
man.
Of you who don't want to do that, you can find a lot of this stuff now.
You can do an awful lot with a battery-operated drill.
Oh, I love
or even a plug-in
the old
type
cord,
drill.
It's just, you know, the cord is just so passe and uncool. You show up with a cord, everybody's going to be like, man, you got a cord?
Yeah.
Go get you one of these. But seriously, you're right. Two batteries always.
Always.
One needs to be ready to go
ready.
As you're over there because you're going to get intermittency in your job, and you're going to go sit down and cool off and be like, oh, man, I ain't getting back up.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how you feel.
Yeah. What I do a lot of times, I have a kit which I keep my drills in, and I have two batteries in there. And the battery that's always fully charged, I'll put inside a baggie so that I know that battery is fully charged. And then I'll use the other battery as the one that may be partially used or may be all used. Maybe I can use it all up. But wait till it's done using all the way. And when it's empty and not drilling anymore, then I'll change it out and use the one in the plastic bag.
Yeah, lithium is a great – it's more expensive, the yeah. lithium batteries. They last longer. You don't seem to get a bad one as often.
Right.
You know, where you get a kind of a lemon. It works for a little while, but you have two of them identical – and you go, well, that one's not working as good, and you've done the same thing. The lithium ones seem to me to hold up a little better.
They do hold up a whole lot better,
I think so,
too.
And have a little bit more torque to them.
It should be said also that batteries for those drills come in different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's,
yes.
there's batteries that in other words, a battery that operates a drill can work for a pretty good while. But it really won't work on a saw very well.
You want to go with the highest voltage you can get
right.
on those because, the saw, if you're doing a lot of circular saw or cutting or sawzalling, you know, the sawzall is rough on them, I think, on
yeah.
the battery. And a circular saw, to me, is probably the hardest
yeah.
for it to work with. If you're using a multi-tool, I mean, they'll go forever.
Yeah.
On the same battery as that drill, but the other, yeah, anytime you're cutting with the sawzall or the circular, you better be ready to go. Yeah,
a bigger battery. That's all. Just
yeah, so if you're out on the back 40, make sure you got several because that saw will. You'll be halfway through and go, man, I've got. We're gonna get this done today. And then, no.
And you're talking to somebody who's done that kind of thing before
many times. Yeah, like I thought I had this ready to go. Now I got to go back 10 miles, wait an hour, and you know. So yeah, I'm the idiot that makes the mistakes, takes notes. And then tries not to make it again.
Yeah. But I think really a drill like that or a battery-operated drill is probably your first power tool that you'll ever need.
Take care of this stuff.
And
if you're cutting wood and get a little paintbrush and when you blow off your driveways and stuff with your blower, blow off your equipment because it will lock up on you. And all of it has a little oil in it and stuff, you know. So just the best advice I can say, take care of your stuff because it'll last forever.
Stuff. And when it comes to like – you talk about ratchets and having sets.
I'll put them back where they're supposed to go. Yeah, always.
Yeah. And my ratchet set is like, sometimes I'll get one of the SEC mixed up with the metric, and it's like, what a mess. And I go back and take the time and get them in the order that they belong in and on the side they belong in. So that when I go to metric, this is the metric side.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get your metric tools. And if you don't do that, it's like, you take more time trying to get ready than you do actually doing the job. Whereas if you're organized and your tools are prepared, then you can move through the job more quickly and get done what you intend to do at that point in time. So,
well, there was a song at one time, or a book, I'm sorry, that was called Left-Handed Monkey Wrench. And Jerry Garcia, in one of the songs he sings about, that's what we need now is a left-handed monkey wrench.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But you don't have hands on wrenches. It's just the opening spot. But I always love that quote. like as my always makes me think of my grandmother when I put on a pair of socks one day, and she goes, "You have them on the wrong feet." I'm like, "What are you talking about? It's just socks." She goes, "No, that one goes on the left, that goes on the right." So no, that may have been back in the 1940s and 50s. These are just socks now, you know.
When you buy more expensive socks, they do have L and R written on them.
Right, I was like, these are not expensive.
And I think the socks that I have on right now do have an L and R on them.
Oh my goodness, that's high dollar living.
Yeah, well,
you won't find an L or an R on a monkey wrench.
Or on a hammer,
right. Yeah, is this going to my left or right hand?
But you know, they do make a left-handed skill saw nowadays.
Do they?
Yeah, you can use a right-handed skill saw all day long.
Oh, you're right, yeah, because that's the one that gets you, dude, because everything's off on the opposite side.
So if you're left-handed, start looking for a left-handed skill saw, even battery-operated, and you'll be much happier with that because it'll work with your doing a whole lot easier.
Dude, hopefully they don't charge you more.
They don't. Okay. I don't think they do.
That'd be kind of discriminatory, right? That'd be kind of against the lefty.
Yeah.
We don't want a movement.
We shouldn't. I guess we shouldn't.
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Okay, I am too.
But I also, since my operation, my right has gotten a little weaker, and I'm actually stronger in my left hand. So I'm using it more and more.
I try to use my left as much as I can. And back in the days where I played ball, I would throw and hit left-handed and catch as much. So I would teach myself. I started doing it at about 10.
Yeah.
And, I mean, hitting was not as much of an issue. Catching, throwing was always – I knew if I'd have done it since I was little bitty. And I had great form. It was just the velocity, you know, was just so different. But I've used the left a lot over the years. I can't hammer with it nearly as well. I wish I could. I wish I was good enough to hammer left-handed. So, but it's something you can learn. I promise you, if you have a piece of wood and a lot of nails you don't need, go practice because you'll get a lot better at it doing it left-handed.
You can become very ambidextrous if you really give it the effort.
And I will tell you this, when you're in a corner and you got a drill and you've never picked it up left-handed and you pick it up and go, what is this? Feels like something foreign.
Now what?
Now what? How do I get to that? So yeah, it's come in handy to be able to use and construction type of settings of your left side, because you'll get in those little corners and places and be like, what? I've never used my left hand for anything.
Well, you would be surprised. Well, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, and we've got Nikki coming up to be our Nikki Morris from Pure Consultants going to be our guest, and we're going to talk about what she's involved with as well as Pure Consultants. So stick with us. You're listening to the Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. Be right back.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish. Then there is Superior Catfish.
For over 20 years, Purple Wave Auction has been the trusted leader in online auctions, offering the easiest way to buy and sell equipment. From bulldozers to backhoes and combines to cranes, we host multiple weekly auctions in construction, ag, and fleet equipment. With our no-reserve format and sell-where-it-sits approach, you can bid on local equipment without waiting for far-off auction dates. Get registered for free and start bidding today at purplewave.com.
Thank you.
Well, I guess we could let that go on for a long time.
Boy, he just blows my mind.
We'd be both happy just listening. Hey, welcome back to the Handyman Show. And Nikki Morris is on the phone with us. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing so great. I'm doing well, thank you. Pure Air Consultants. I think everybody who listens to this program knows about Pure Air Consultants and how you do HVA systems and how you have great staff and how you're Johnny on the spot to take care of business. Your staff is that way, too, and they know how to deal with customers, and they're never rude, always, you know, the customer's always right. And everybody, I think, realizes that. I want to talk about other things that Pure Air Consultants is probably involved with. And I don't know, are you interested in talking about some of those things like the Dream Home or the Home Builders Association and things that you may be involved with that really kind of you take Pure Air Consultants along with you and so that people realize? And also, people should know that Pure Air Consultants, once a year, does give away an entire unit as kind of a to help somebody who needs it. That's the kind of
we do. That's my favorite time of the year. That is one thing that we do every single year. We bless somebody with a new heating and air conditioning system, and we plan all year for that. And that is the greatest time of the year for us. We love to bless someone with a new heating and air conditioning system. And while it's a blessing for someone else, I promise it's a bigger blessing for us to be able to do that for them. We love it. It's our favorite time of the year.
Well, that's such a great thing that you do. And I'm sure Tony has helped drive that a little bit. But at any rate, that's a great, great thing that Pure Consultants does. And those people in need that are all of a sudden surprised by a new HVAC unit that could never even come close to affording is such a benefit to them. And it's such a benefit to you because you're really helping out the community that you live in so very, very much. And it makes Pure Consultants a better place to be.
Well, we wouldn't be who we are today without our community.
Yeah.
So we have to give back to the ones who have helped us be who we are. I mean, we've been in business for 21 years now. In fact, Monday we'll celebrate 21 years of being locally owned and operated. So we couldn't celebrate that without our community. So we are called to give back to those who have helped us become who we are today. So we love to give back to our community.
That's just an amazing thing. On Facebook, I saw that you were involved a lot with Vicki Bratton and Bobby Bassett, and just kind of curious about what's going on there. Tell me, Nikki, what's happening?
Well, we do a lot with the Home Builders Association. We've been a part of the Home Builders Association for many years.
Great organization.
They're a great organization. They do a lot for the community as well.
Correct.
We partner with them. We're part of the home show every year. I serve actually on the board of the home show, the committee to get the home show together.
Which isn't, it was not an easy task, I mean, to get that together and get all the people that are involved that are going to be involved need to be contacted. And there's a lot involved in getting the home show together.
There is a lot involved, and we start working on that months and months and months in advance. And look, Vicki and her team start working on that a year in advance. As soon as it's over, they start planning it for the next year. So Vicki and her team really put a lot of time and effort into that. And, I mean, they start planning a year in advance for the home show. So, they invest so much time and effort into everything that goes into that. So that is a big show that there's so many great vendors a part of that. And, I encourage everybody to come out and be a part of that every year. It's usually in March. Sometimes it's the end of February, but it's usually the 1st of March.
Right.
And there's so many great vendors there, and you can gain so much knowledge You know, it's usually the top vendors in every category. If you're building a house, remodeling a house, that's the time to come out and, you know, get one-on-one knowledge from the top vendors in each industry.
Well, not only are the top vendors in the industry there, but a lot of the owners and managers and people who really are in charge of their whole operation, which covers, like you said, the entire construction industry, everything from concrete to HVAC to painting to building with wood to windows and doors. It's all available. And the knowledge that you can get by going to the home show can help you so much in any sort of project that you may be involved in.
Yes.
So that's
and Barbie is a part of Hometown Magazine, which we partner with in our Pat Gives Back giveaway.
Uh-huh.
So she is absolutely precious, and we love working with her. She's great, and she's part of Taya Dobbs' team with Hometown Magazine. And they, like I said, they're one of our partners, and they help with the Pat Gives Back giveaway. So they partner with us along with one of our vendors who donates the equipment. For that giveaway. So we have lots of people that come alongside us that see the benefit in giving back to the community. It's not just us. You know, it's the people that partner with us that also give back to the community. So it's not just us. We asked, hey, you know, we really want to give back to the people who have supported us and have loved on us and have lifted us up over the years, and they saw the value in that, and so they came along and said, we want to do the same thing. So they partner with us. So it's Ferguson who donated the equipment, and Hometown Magazine who sponsors those ads and who puts out the surveys out there to bring in the nominations for all of the people to send in their stories so that we can find, you know, the right person to bless for our Pat Gives Back. So it's lots of people pour into this giveaway that we
yes,
do every year.
Yeah, and that's such a great, great thing. Well, we're facing a week or two of some very high temperatures. Like next week is supposed to be extremely warm, and particularly the heat indices way up there. Is there anything special that people should be concerned about with their HVAC system and making them more comfortable at home?
Well, they need to know our phone number in case their air conditioner goes out. They need to call Pure Air Consultants at 601-939-7420. But they also check your filter, make sure your filters are clean, walk out to your outdoor unit, make sure your coils around your outdoor unit are clean, make sure you don't see ant beds around your outdoor unit.
Oh, yes.
A lot of times, even if you see ant beds maybe 6 feet away from your unit, with this rain that we've been getting, when it rains, those ants look for somewhere dry to go. And so where do they go? They go to a dry spot. They're going to go to that outdoor unit, and they're going to climb up in that unit, and they're going to find that contactor, and guess what? That contactor is going to short out, and you're going to call us.
They have those ants want to kind of eat the coating on those contacts and kind of eat. I mean, they really do some damage in there.
They do. So just make sure, you know, treat your ant bed. You know, who would have thought an ant bed would take out an air conditioner, but they will every time. So, you know, check for ant beds around your unit. Check, just make sure your outdoor unit is clean. If you have shrubs around your outdoor unit, make sure you keep those trimmed back. That outdoor unit needs room to breathe. Make sure you keep your filters clean. Have your unit serviced twice a year. It's just like changing the oil in your vehicle. I know we talk about that every time I'm on here, but it's super important to have your system serviced.
It is.
It prolongs the life of your equipment.
It will,
you know,
definitely.
Lower your utility bill.
Yeah, lower your utility bill and keep your unit running at what its version of 100% may be.
That's right.
And you need to have that going on all the time. There's no sense in having a unit out there that's running about 60% cool or maybe 80% cool, and you're losing 20 to 40% of the air just going away, or it's not even being created because you have not maintained your unit properly.
Right.
That's very important to do. And that's what Puria Consultants excels at, in making sure that you'll be comfortable next week. So, yeah, write that number down. Give that number again so they can write it this time. It's important they have that.
Absolutely. It is 601-939-7420. That's 601-939-7420.
And I think it should be said that when you call that number and you have somebody come out to your house to take care of your unit, a professional is going to come out. You won't have somebody who says, well, I think this is me. That's not going to happen. You'll have somebody who knows what they're doing, who is well-trained, and very well-trained, as a matter of fact. You don't send anybody out unless they're well-trained. And they know a lot about HVAC and how to keep things working the way they should be. So I think your staff is amazing. But they are amazing because you people made them that way.
We have a bunch of really great guys. We really do. You know, we send them to every training that we can find. You know, we keep them abreast on all the latest technologies. And, you know, we try really hard to make sure they are equipped with everything that they need. So we really do have some great guys, and they care about the customers, and that's the biggest thing. And we try to tell them, you know, leave it better than you found it. So
right.
You know, I had a guy last week that called after a service call, and he said, hey, I need to come back to the office. And I said, okay, that's no problem, what's going on? He said, well, the last company that was at this customer's house left a bunch of trash in the attic, so I have two trash bags full of trash that the last company left, and I just went ahead and cleaned it up for the customer. And I was like, you know what? That's what we're about.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what we're about. That customer had no idea the last company left all that trash in the attic, but we left it better than we found it.
Well,
and that's what it means. That customer had no idea that we that was up there, but we cleaned it up. And yeah. I don't even know that the customer knows we did that.
That's, well, and you didn't do it so to make a show. You did it because it needed doing, and you people could take care of it properly and make it work the
right
way it should work.
We left it better than we found it. That's the whole goal.
That's the entire goal. Now, as far as buying new units, they've gotten more expensive as the days have gone on in the past couple of years. But they've also gotten more efficient, where they're working a whole lot better than they used to work and giving you much more for your dollar than they used to. But it's pretty expensive to put in a new HVAC unit from the get-go. I mean, they used to be relatively affordable, but nowadays it's a pretty good investment.
It really is. I'm not even going to try to fib to you. It is expensive.
Yeah,
replace your heating and cooling system.
I don't think we're going to put numbers on it. I don't think we should put numbers on it as far as cost is concerned. But you should know that.
No, because there's so many variables that go into pricing a heating and cooling system that there's no way to even, you know, put a price on it for, because everyone's different. Every system is different. But
right. There's so many options available. I mean, in every system, I mean, you can get the basic, or you can get the full blown do everything system, or you know, everything in between. But what should be said is, Pure Air Consultants always deals with quality equipment, and they don't buy any parts and pieces equipment and put it together and make a unit out of it, which sometimes happens. Those units just aren't nearly as good as anything that Pure Air Consultants may do, because they have great, great quality equipment, and that's what they intend to do.
Yeah, and, you know, also I want to say that there are some places out there that will, you know, replace parts and pieces, and I mean, while I know that every budget is different.
Nikki, I got to take a short break. Can you stick with us just for a minute?
Yes.
All right. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Nikki Morris from Pure Air Consultants on the phone with us, and she's going to stick around a little while because we're going to ask her a couple more questions. So stick around. We're at the Build Mississippi Studios right here in Jackson. Hey, text us anytime. A lot of texts come in we didn't get to. We will in a while. Thank you for all that. Be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi and watch the show live on C Spire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
Thinking about that big home project? In Mississippi, the law requires a licensed contractor for residential projects, including new home construction over $50,000, home remodeling or improvements, including roofing over $10,000. All subcontractors performing residential, electrical, plumbing, or HVAC work on new home construction projects over $50,000 or home improvement projects over $10,000. Don't risk your investment. Visit msboc.us to verify a contractor's license today. A message from the Mississippi State Board.
You hear that?
That's pretty good. All right. Hey, welcome back to the Handyman Show. Nikki Morris on the phone with us from Pure Consultants. And a couple more questions, Nikki, if you will, please.
Sure.
All right. I don't know if you can see our screen. Or you're probably not watching us, but a lot of people are streaming and able to watch us on the show. And during one of the films on that screen, we were showing some dirty duck work. And you have a system that will also clean ducks out, because a dirty duck system is not a good thing.
It is not. We have a duck cleaning service. In fact, we are NADCA certified, which is the National Air Duct Cleaning Association. So we are certified with them. So we do follow all of their guidelines and stipulations. So we do so many duct cleanings a year. We do residential, commercial, industrial. We clean hospitals. We cleaned prisons. We cleaned schools. You name it. We've cleaned them. Banks. Everything. So yes, give us a call. And one thing, we do a lot of this as well.
Right.
People who buy home. One thing you need to think of when you're buying a home where someone else has lived. Especially if you have allergies or your children have allergies, you're breathing in all of the living habits of the people who have lived there before you, and you don't know what's lived in that house before you. You don't know how many pets have lived there.
Really?
You don't know what their living habits were. So it's great service to do before you actually move into an existing home is to have the duct system cleaned. We clean the coils and the ducts, the supply and the return lines, and make sure the return is sealed, clean the drain line. It's just a great, great service to do. And then you have peace of mind going into that home knowing that you're breathing clean air.
Yeah, that's so important to have the air inside your home pure, because there's a study out that has always said the outside air is a lot cleaner than an inside air because of the exact reason you said, pet dander, people's living habits. And ducks just get dirty, and they need to be kept clean. And while we're on the subject – oh, go ahead. What were you saying?
Even new construction homes, you think of, when you're building a home – one of the first things that goes in is your ductwork.
Right.
And it's open. So all of the sheetrock dust, sawdust, all of that, that can get blown into your ductwork.
Right. A lot of great builders will go ahead and put a cover over the duct system so that it's not receiving all of that dust and impurities in it, and seal that system before they do the work on the house. And some people do that, but a lot of people don't.
Right. Most new construction, it's, you know, most of them don't. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like I had a great builder, and I don't think mine were done like that.
Yeah.
You know, we cleaned my ducts after we moved in, and before we moved in, and, you know, we got all kind of dust off of the new construction.
How about dryer vents?
Yes, we also clean dryer vents as well. I don't think anybody thinks about.
Yeah, that's something that people just really don't pay any attention to, and they think they'll just use the dryer forever. And matter of fact, they're even bad about cleaning their filter of the dryer itself and cleaning it out. But all of that needs to be kept clean. And your dryer vent kit, if you're not going to clean it yourself, because there are systems to do that, call Pure Air Consultants, and they will do it properly and get it the way it should be so that your dryer is working at 100% efficiency. It helps.
Yes, if you're having to dry your clothes several times, you know, if you're having to run your dryer through several cycles to get your clothes dry, your line is clogged.
Yeah.
You know, you have debris and buildup in that line, and you need to get that cleaned out.
A sidebar here. I just got a text a while ago from a guy that said that they bought a new home to them, but they had a 15K 4-ton unit in a 1,700 square foot house put in, and I think that's going to do them pretty well.
Say that one more time.
All right, they have a 15K four-ton unit put in a 1,700-square-foot house.
A four-ton unit in a 1,700-square-foot house?
Yes.
I mean, that's probably fine.
Do you think it's overkill?
You know, it depends on, you know, their insulation, their windows, you know, if they're single-pane, double-pane, which way it faces, how much sunlight they get, how many trees that are... You know, it all depends on their heat load calculation on their home, honestly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they should be fine. You never want to oversize a heating and cooling system.
No.
A lot of people think the bigger the better.
Yeah.
But in some cases, the bigger the air conditioner, you know, it's going to short cycle. It can put too much condensation in your home. It can cause more damage than anything. You think the bigger the better. It's going to keep your home cooler. It's going to keep your home warmer. You know, it's going to be bigger the better. That's what you think here in the South, right? The bigger the better.
Yeah.
But that's not the case with your heating and air conditioning. You want it sized properly.
I agree. You do want it sized properly. And that's what your calculations are all about. Before you put a unit in, you want to find out how the rest of the house is put together, because it will help you. Well, Nikki, what else do we need to know about Pure Air Consultants except their phone number?
I can give that to you again. Absolutely. Yes, we would love for you to call us. Our number is 601-939-7420. That's 601-939-7420. And you can also find us online at www.mypureairconsultants.com. There's lots of great videos on our duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, and lots of great information about us on our website.
Worth going to see. Great talking to you again, Nikki, and I just thank you for the time you spent with us and explain some of the things that are going on, and we appreciate you very much. Pure Air Consultants.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Bye. Take care. Nikki Morrison, enjoy talking to her very, very much. Well, today, Lance has on a Boston T-shirt.
And I did that for you, bud.
And it's a Boston T-shirt. And I'm so proud.
I did this for you, and because your Boston Red Sox went 10-0 last week, and they've been on a tear. Also because Richard Cross hates Boston. So I had to wear this today, hoping that he's out in his yard like he should be, getting things done.
I should have worn my Boston Red Sox t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a Boston Red Sox t-shirt.
Yes, I like messing with Richard because he's a big Yankees fan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Definitely Boston people don't like Yankee fans.
So, yeah, it's a little bit twofold today.
Well, I guess Richard Cross and I would kind of have it out on the air.
Oh, man, y'all could arm wrestle. You probably would beat him, too.
Oh, I don't know. Come on.
I'm messing with him.
Come on, Richard. Bring it on, Richard. Yankee fan,
I would love this. Have Buddy, the Boston Red Sox fan, arm wrestle Richard Cross, the Yankees fan, on air right here, Super Talk Mississippi.
Yeah, with everybody watching.
With everybody. Yeah,
TV and the whole thing.
You'd have your Boston jersey. I know he's got a Yankees jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing him, he's probably got one signed by Babe Ruth or something.
Well, I even have a Boston hat. I don't think mine somehow doesn't fit anymore. But I'll take a short
break. That awesome hair you have.
Short break. You're listening to the Build the Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. We've got a music segment coming up in the next few minutes. Don't you go away. We'll be back with more in just a few minutes, and we hope you keep on listening. We'll be right back. National news coming your way as well.
From
you know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm John.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
To the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi, right here at the Build at Mississippi Studios. This is the music segment. And we're going to just rock out a little bit and just kind of take it easy on some. It should be fun. We'll have a good time today. We're going to start with a group that not many people have heard of. April Wine is their name, and they had a couple of big hits. One of the biggest hits they had here in the States was called Just Between You and Me. And we're not going to play that. We have before, probably a year or two. I don't know how long ago. We did for a while. Today we're going to play Sign of the Gypsy Queen, and we'll play that in just a minute. But they're a Canadian group, and they experienced like mediocre international success and just had a little success here in the States with a couple of major hits. But in Canada, they had multiple major hits in Canada, and they were big time. They had 20 times they reached the top 40 list in Canada, and really an amazing group. They really, really were good. They're no longer together. They have, I'm talking about, they were formed in 1969, so they had been around a while, and they played, I think, for close to 3 and 4 decades. They played for a long time. Very, very good group. They played their last show in Calgary in Canada in 2009. It was their final show. And they've released 18 albums. Wow, that's amazing. So here's April Wine. Let's listen to Sign of the Gypsy Queen.
Shout aloud, you had better fly.
And they said their live shows were just as good as better than their albums. I mean, April Wine, great group they were. And like having them on from time to time. The next artist is an artist I wasn't a fan of. I didn't get into big time listening to Michael Jackson a whole lot. Michael Jackson, and I never really imagined that I'd be playing him on the air, but when you start listening to his songs, particularly when they're done by other people, you begin to realize some of the songs they wrote were absolutely great. I mean, as far as a writer is concerned, he was a great, great writer. And one of the best-selling music artists of all time, and has won so many Grammys, and been around. Michael Jackson is just, he does have a large fan base, even though he's not with us anymore. But I didn't care about his lifestyle a whole lot or a whole lot of things he did, so I tuned it out and really didn't pay much attention to it. But starting listening now, I'm hearing some songs that Michael Jackson has done that just are kind of like, wow, I'm going, what have I missed? And I have missed some things. Michael Jackson did a song, so many songs that were just absolutely fantastic. He did a song called You Are Not Alone, and it was a big hit. It made a lot of airway movement on the radios, and it's just, listen to this. It's a good song. It's called You Are Alone. You Are Not Alone, Michael Jackson.
Another day has gone, I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go? Oh,
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I mean, just that's a darn good song, folks. That really is. Message came in, a text on the text line. Said, wow, this is from Landfill Management Company. Sent us a text. Somebody, I don't know, works over there. Sent us a text saying, did you know that Jeff Lynne was very, very sick and that he had canceled his farewell concert? And I did know that, and he is very sick. And he did have to cancel his farewell concert. But Jeff Lynne, amazing artist, not only with the Electric Light Orchestra, but he was a great producer. He was also part of the Traveling Wilburys. And Jeff Lynne has been around. He knows a lot of stuff. I hope he comes back. I'd love to see him play again. Amazing, amazing artist, Jeff Lynne. Very sick right now. All right, we're going to move ahead a little bit. And yeah, we got plenty of time, so we can talk. Here's a group that kind of was from New England, if you will, because they all went to school together at the Rhode Island School of Design, David Byrne, and the Talking Heads is who I'm talking about. The Talking Heads, great group. They were a great group of the 80s, and they were they met at the School of Design in Rhode Island, and they pioneered. They were like pioneers of new wave music and art, funk and art rock and punk music, and were just kind of very different. Their first gig, they opened for the Ramones in New York City at CBGB, and did an amazing job. People just went, wow, who are these people? They're just so different, and we like them so very much. They've done 8 or 9 albums and have a unique sound. The Talking Heads, they've been around, and they are really good. And a song called She Was. Let's listen to the Talking Heads. On the text line, Derek has texted in that Talking Heads' great song called "During a Wartime," "Life During Wartime."
I love the Talking Heads. That's one of my faves. Their big ones are all amazing. I just love the diversity of the sound.
The diversity of the sound is just like it.
And he's amazing. Burns amazing.
Burns is amazing.
No one else could have fronted for that band but him.
Yeah, and the bass player, a female named, I forgot her first name, Tina, I think, Tina Weymouth, and she was his girlfriend, and she learned to play bass, and that's how the group really got started. And then she married somebody else along down the line, but David Byrne didn't ever get married to his girlfriend, but she was part of the Talking Heads, and they just played forever.
Well, they got a great drum beat, you know, backing and the bass and drum beat is so easy to listen to. You could just take everything away and just listen to the rhythm side.
Yeah, and it's that good. They're really just unique in what they do. So I enjoy listening to the Talking Heads, too. They're really, really that good and enjoy. Next, we're going to talk about a group that a lot of people are aware of and a lot of people know that they don't exist anymore, called Nirvana. And I'm telling you, Kurt Cobain was just an amazing writer from Washington State. And they finally ended up getting David Grohl as their drummer. And he, what an amazing drummer.
Just tears it up, is all he does.
Really? Well, look at the Foo Fighters, and when they started, they have Hawkins playing, and Hawkins was tearing it up, too.
He's like, hey, you got to do that. That's what we do here. We tear it up.
And he was great at it. And Hawkins is absolutely, Taylor Hawkins was amazing. And he passed away since, of course. But at any rate, Nirvana had major, major success, and they really had a lot of success in the UK and the United States. They sold over 75 million records, and after Cobain committed suicide and died.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. That's the rumor, that he did commit suicide. Did he? I don't know that. But at any rate, the band continued to release their music by Courtney Love, which was his ex-wife, or his widow, and David Grohl. And they got together and kept releasing Nirvana-type songs, which was absolutely fantastic. So let's listen to Nirvana. That's a song called Smells Like the Teen Spirit. Text in just recently, somebody on the text line wrote in, oh my, I know the music segment is touching and emotional, and I never thought I'd hear Michael Jackson on the show. But I know that you were playing just the song, not the guy. It was really, really enjoyable. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. And I'm surprised myself that we played Michael Jackson on the show. But at any rate, great song, and enjoyed it. The outtake is going to be a guy called Ronnie Montrose. He had a group called Montrose. And Sammy Hagar used to be in that group, by the way, and Montrose. And Montrose is a great guitar player. He did a copy of a song called Town Without Pity. And Gene Pitney had a hit with Gene, Town Without Pity, way back, I think, in 59 or 60 or something like that. No, in 61. There it was, 1961. But Ronnie Montrose was part of his own group, Montrose, and another group called Gamma. But let's listen to an outtake with Ronnie Montrose.
Richard Cross here with Super Talk Mississippi. Every day at 5 o'clock, catch the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers on Sports Talk Mississippi. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, a legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows
live and on demand.
Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app.
The Super Talk Mississippi app.
Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now
for free.
Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
Substitution, mass confusion, clouds inside your head. Involving all my energies until you visited. With your eyes of porcelain and a blue, they shot me into sense. You think you're so illustrious, you call yourself intense.
That's my favorite part is right there at the end.
Yeah,
meow, 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 meow. After
yeah,
the bye, I love, see ya.
Like great group.
Going
great
off
group.
Into outer space.
I should catch up on people. We've got so many texts we didn't get to. Mike said that when we're going right back to the first segment, he was talking about buying a toolkit. He said, always buy a good quality equipment and then take care of it. And he said it'll last you a lifetime and you'll be able to hand it down to your youngins later.
I got a North Korean tool set. It's not a good one. I'm kidding, but yeah, go with a good brand, American made. There's plenty of great options out there.
Oh, there are plenty of great options.
I'll say, look, for the money, Craftsman still holds up.
For sure. Craftsman.
A lot of Craftsman products that I grew up with, and I've always kind of been a little bit sentimental, and I'm not sentimental and nostalgic about a lot. I don't like holding on.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I love a Craftsman tool, and again, for the money, it's a quality product.
Craftsman is good stuff. I want to talk a little bit about – it's kind of off base a little bit, off a handyman base, but I'm going to talk a little bit about producers.
Hey, thank you. I need some promotion here.
We're going to give the producer a little promotion because radio has changed over the past few decades. It used to be I did a radio show. That was all. Now we're doing a television show. We're doing media. We're all over the place. Now, to prepare for my show, Lance has to do a pretty good bit to get ready just to do this program, not only with all the equipment that he has surrounded around him with this line and that line and text line and phone line and televisions and all those things going on. He has to take care of all of that. That's kind of a chore. But when you do a show 5 days a week and he produces Richard Cross, there's so much time invested off the air that goes into getting ready for the program tomorrow. I was talking to Lance the other day and called him, and he happened to be looking up some defense cost of something. I don't know what was going on, but I'm sure he was doing some prep for the morning show, which you end up doing, spending a lot of time off air getting ready for on-air programming.
Oh, yeah, definitely. In between breaks, when I go, I have 3 or 4 minutes, I've sent Richard and our guest host on Fridays, Scott Sands, who's great.
Yep.
But they're probably tired of me sending them research, this morning. But I do that generally as much as I can. But, what I was working on the other day was comparing the major defense contractors versus the Dow Jones Industrial Average versus the M2 money supply and other things, and looking at correlations and sharing that information. But, yeah, I love research. I did it for a long time.
So much of it happened. And we have so many great producers. I mean, like Rhino, he does an awful lot of research. And Perez was always doing – he always knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. I have a big time keeping up with things. And when you're dealing with what we – even on this show, I mean, I do a good bit of prep for Garden Mama and for The Handyman.
Sure.
Mary's show for Jackson, and just sent Mary an article about the parking meters that were installed. And so, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I get to think in many different forms and at one time.
Yeah.
I like that multitasking. And so I find it just once you kind of get used to stuff, it's like anything. There's always that intimidating factor of getting started.
Sure.
But once you kind of feel your way through it, and, you know, it's just a matter of time management and trying to be as efficient as you can.
For a first-time person to walk in that control room and sit behind that desk and say, all right, run a program? Yeah.
You know, and I get to do a lot of editing and mastering of some of our content that we get from other sources that come in to us. Such as, you know, we have like the shows that come on before we're on air.
Right.
And, you know, I get to do a lot of music. And so it's a very much a great cross section of what we do here. And that's what I asked for when they were able to give me a spot with you guys. I said, look, I want to learn everything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just because, you know, it's not like you want to have it just as a feather in your cap, but I just like knowing. I like understanding. I like knowing the things that Houston has to go through to keep us on air. And that's the unsung hero of all of us is Houston McDavid. I mean, Houston. We get a text every day, hey, the tower over here is not picking up too well and this and that. You're talking about a handyman. Houston is great. And then Gary O'Kane, Scary Gary. Lord have mercy.
He covers so many bases, Gary does.
And he climbing towers and doing – I mean, you know, it is – you're talking about a guy that can do anything.
These are people that you probably don't hear on the air very much.
We don't get to speak enough because we have so much content. But, I mean, these guys are so talented.
So busy, and
it pertains directly to what we do here
exactly.
in this show. Without those guys, especially Houston, our lead engineer, and Gary, really the guy that can do anything, we wouldn't be on air right now, I promise you.
I've never done a remote without Gary there helping and really just making sure things go smoothly. But I just wanted to take a minute.
I appreciate you saying those things.
I just wanted to let people know that a producer's job is just not on the airtime. There's a lot of off-time involvement in research and looking things up and finding things out. And so right now I just want to say, hey, I celebrate a good producer and say, man, you guys and women are doing a great, great job.
Well, this is Super Talk Producer Day, so thank you. No, I really appreciate the kind words, and it is an honor to get to do this and to be trusted with the equipment, be trusted with our broadcast that goes out statewide and also all over the world. So it is great honor. I mean, I take this very seriously, and I hope you guys understand. And I joke around a lot. You know, I like to have fun, but at the same time, this is a wonderful treat to get to know all of you, our listeners. Those that participate in the conversations and those that are just listening and get to hear our voices, and greatly appreciate your patronage and anything, images. And
I've been in the radio business for a long, long time and have dealt with some producers that were not up to speed. So I know what a good producer is supposed to be doing
and does do.
And I appreciate it so very much, Lance. You guys do a great job.
Well, thank you. And they all do. I mean, it's a team effort. And, you know, we're all only as good as the folks that work with us.
Yep.
And I think that's where if I ever look good doing this, it's because y'all are great and because the team we have does so much behind the scenes. That, I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start. And I'm not just mentioning our engineers. I'm talking everybody.
And then when you go to the executive branch, it's like they're amazing what they can accomplish.
I mean, and we have, you know, a privately held company that has been run by the same people for a very long time.
What an
asset to us, Mr. Davenport, Ms. Dillon, and Ashley and the crew, all of the administrative side, but as well our sales staff. I mean, goodness gracious. I just saw a unique thing the other day.
I saw a unique thing, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, which was great. And I'm just sitting there looking at this going, oh, man, this is going to be fun. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I think it'll be – it relates to high school football and some things like that. So I always love the creativity. And, you know, Will East is an unsung hero.
Yeah.
But he does get on air a good bit. And one of the things I've learned from him is really just being yourself. You know, just try to be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be confident in what you do. Just relax. And, you know, he's so laid back with us all, with high expectations placed on him, but he's such a good person and a heart of gold. And with the load that he carries, I mean, guys, y'all don't have a clue sometimes all the digital stuff with the TV asset that we have and we work with. There's a lot that goes into that, and he is so good at it. He makes it – I'll watch him and go – hold on now. Let me take notes. he knows I'm a note taker. So.
He does. He does
can
take
make everything look so easy.
If I need to get something accomplished, I'll always call Will and talk to him.
Yeah,
about
I said,
it.
Man, I'll never be as good as you at any of this stuff. And he's like, well, I've been doing this for a while. You know, don't talk bad about yourself.
Yeah, really.
I know I'll never get there. But
special
hey.
Person Will is.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. And you know, wanted to do this and. He's such a fun guy. I mean, he even rebuilt his own fence. I begged him for about 3 weeks. He had a section of his fence down, a big wooden one, and he was like, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I said, look, man, I've built fences. I got equipment. I'll come out and, you know, I'll bring a six-pack of beer. And all. He's like, I think I need to do this on my own. And I was, all right, if you say – and I begged him to help him, but he wouldn't let me. He's like,
he's not afraid to buy some really heavy-duty good equipment.
Oh, no, man. Will's a great guy. He's a good old boy from Northeast Mississippi.
He's got a 60-volt weed whacker.
Yeah, no, he's a –
it's like a bush hog.
So much fun. But, you know, and his wife's wonderful, Greek background. And so when they do the big the Euro sales at the Greek church, I'm always like, all right, when's the Euro sales?
Right.
And he'll be working the grill and, you know, doing everything. So.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Euro's great.
It is fun. It's a fun job, though. It really is.
We're both surrounded with a wonderful, wonderful group of people here at Super Talk, and it's just amazing to be here. And I'm just so happy that I am and happy that people like yourself here exist.
Well, you know, having the opportunity to – you know, I'm more of a talker. I don't usually meet people that are strangers. And I've had a lot of fun with this show specifically, being able to, over the last few years, you know, when you see a truck and a young man get out of it and he's got a little dirt on his shirt and he's had a little dirt around the edge of his boot and his pants, and he goes in there and, you know, it's 4 or 5 in the afternoon. He's getting him a 6-pack of beer. And I like, hey, man, where were you today? Man, I was back here off the back 80, welding this and doing that. I love having that conversation.
But he's not doing that on weekends.
No, this is weekdays. You know? I mean, it's fun. I've really learned a lot about the trades, which I was not nearly as knowledgeable. I knew what existed. I mean, I've had family that, you know, electricians and that, but understanding where we're going and the needs that are going to be there and the investment Mississippi has made, as well as an unbelievable partner in Build Mississippi. These guys are right there on the cutting edge of what's happening, and we're going to need that so much.
Yeah, we are going to need that.
And I've seen it so much grow since we've been doing this together.
Right.
Man, it just blows my mind at how quickly Mississippi has transitioning itself into a power. We've been sitting here watching this happen for 3 years. Build Mississippi, that was the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. And
it's turned into really something powerful.
Something else.
It's really
as they
it's
shortened
amazing.
The name, the power of this is really, to me, is blowing up. The branding, the minds getting together, people like Andy Gibson with the Food First. And
yes.
I mean, there's so many great things happening here, and you guys give us so much information about what's happening in your specific communities, going on.
Yeah.
And it is great. And so, hey, show us the progress your town's making, too. You know, take some pictures. Because
amazing.
I'm telling you, some of these small towns in Mississippi, that everything has growth and it ebbs and flows. You have the growth and retraction. So many small and middle-sized towns in Mississippi are having a renaissance.
Yep.
They are blowing up.
Yep.
And there's so much great stuff being done there, from art to construction, quality of life, education, healthcare. I mean, it's really blows my mind, and I'm so happy that I've been able to watch this.
What you're saying is true. I live in the city of Pearl, and it has just blown up as far as what's available and what education, the whole package. It's just amazing.
Pearl is a gold mine over there.
Oh,
it really is. I mean, for years I grew up at the Reservoir, and we were all the Northwest Rankin. Pearl's this.
Yeah,
and
Pearl.
Pearl. I love Pearl, man. I love going through Pearl. There's so many great retailers there, great food. Food, good people, just like, you know, again, it's seeing the towns around, not just the central area, but all over the state, experience this growth and this rebirth and seeing how it's registering
right.
on that national scale.
Oh, big time.
Folks, y'all should be proud of yourself.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
of you out there. Be
sure,
proud of yourself and what you've done, yep. whether you've got kids or grandkids. You know, the education level is moving up. Our proficiencies and efficiencies. Our state has a you know a chunk of money
yep.
that they've been managing right. We have a treasurer who's been returning your money, you know, to these unclaimed things and money that wasn't supposed to be here. You got an auditor throwing people out of the offices for stealing. I mean, the reality is the dollar's going to go further.
People are working hard for you. Was it 2 years ago? I think I got a check that I had no idea yeah. was coming, and it was from.
Go out to unclaimed money. I'm telling you guys,
unclaimed.
I had five of them out there, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, like
I might have to take one extra step to get it, but man, when you see that you got $1,000 or, you know, $500 sitting there, if you want to go claim that, you can go buy that great starter kit for your house
right.
with the tools and everything you need and the nice workbench. So go out to the Treasury site. You never know. There might be some projects you need to get done, and that money may help.
There you go.
But I'm just proud of the people. The leaders
yep.
that we have are doing great work.
They're doing great work. But at any rate, kudos to you producers. That's the building here. Bottom line.
The building stuff. I mean, I'm just blown away at
yeah.
all.
Oh.
You can go anywhere in the state and see stuff getting done.
And on top of that, they're building better today than they
yes.
did before. They're using better material, using better equipment, and the builders just are doing a better job. They just seem to be more professional than they ever were before, and I really like that. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy. We're going to take a short break, and here, listen to us at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back. Don't you go away.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Up-to-the-minute reports on air and always online at supertalk.fm. Your statewide news network, Supertalk Mississippi News at supertalk.fm. You can now watch Supertalk Mississippi on your YouTube, Roku, and on Amazon Fire devices. Plus, you can now watch Supertalk TV live on CSpire TV Channel 70. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Oh, come on, man. Play more.
I wish I was a catfish.
I was talking the other day. A friend of mine called and said he was driving on I-20 driving home. He said on the way home, he saw three ladders at different places on the side of the road, and one was in the middle of the road, actually. So I want to go right back to
Let's talk ladders.
So I'm going
strap
back
strap them down.
I will say that driving around, I've seen a lot of ladders on pickup trucks that have been tied down lately.
Yeah, yeah.
I have seen a lot of that done lately. So
I will not ride behind a truck.
Oh,
with a ladder. I just don't do it, you know.
Anytime, even if it's tied down, I'm a little afraid.
Even if it's tied down, I'm a little, just because of the rough roads we have.
I stay way back from them because I don't need a ladder crashing into my little car.
No, no.
But at any rate, that's just a sidebar that we were talking about. Got a text in from Marshall and Terry. He said he's got some tools, and he sent some pictures of his tool shed. He said, I'm cleaning my shop, but there are a few tools, and he sent four pictures of his tools.
Looks like tool time in there.
Yeah. He's got more tools than probably Home Depot does.
I love it, man.
I mean, amazing amount of tools in there. It's just amazing how many tools that
now, how many circular saws you got there, buddy?
Really?
I've counted seven so far. So
another man texted and said that he didn't know that they were making left-handed circular saw. I call them skill saw. Skill's a brand name. A circular saw. And he said he didn't know they made them, and he's been left-handed in all his life. He said all kinds of jigs and saw. And
oh, man, trying to figure that out.
He's going
to
get himself
you
one.
Need to.
He's
going
to
look it up
sure.
for you real quick. Left-handed circular.
Yeah, you can find them all over the place, I'm sure. They probably have them at the Big Bucks Home Centers.
Hey, we prefer you to go to Revel Ace. But,
yeah, well, of course. Not, you know, we should do some Revel Ace talking about that a little bit. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Good hardware store, Revel Ace Hardware. They've got not only the tools that you need, but they also have power outdoor equipment right next door. Their power equipment outdoor center is just amazingly stocked with all the parts that you'll ever need to take care of your power equipment, zero-turn mowers, and just anything you need. Revel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in the state of Mississippi. You'll be so proud to go to any Revel Hardware store. They're great, great people, and service is their game. That's what they do best, service. Not only that, they have quality equipment as well.
Right. I did notice that one of our favorite local producers, Milwaukee Tool, they make a lefty.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you can find Milwaukee Tool all over them.
And Milwaukee's a good product.
Good product, yeah.
It really is a good product, Milwaukee. Yeah, they have a left-handed circular saw.
They got Skill calls theirs the left-handed sidewinder.
Skill. A left-handed sidewinder.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're available. Everybody.
Anywhere from, from about $100 to about $300, depending on what
you're looking at. Are they battery operated?
Some. I mean, it depends on what you're looking for. Yeah. And with that range, maybe.
Yeah.
The highest I've seen is the DeWalt, and I believe that is the 20-volt.
Right.
So, yeah, you're going to go with a battery on that one.
And you'll get a battery for that particular saw, not just one of those smaller batteries.
Right. So get two.
Get two.
Yeah.
And you'll be happy you did.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A couple other things. This week is going to be, and today is even starting to get extremely warm outside. And it's, how do you tell people to hydrate as much as they should? And you can't do that by drinking Coke and drinking beer and drinking coffee and thinking that that's hydrating you. It's not. Water is a good thing. You need to make sure you're getting plenty of electrolytes and salt. And it's very important to stay hydrated because you do not need to get overheated during this season because it's going to get hot in the couple weeks, I think.
Well, I even had to get on my mother the other day. She had some headaches, you know, for a couple of days. I said, are you drinking water?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
And then about 2 days later, she was kind of having a little jelly-legged sinking, suppose that last little heat wave. And I said, look, you're going to have to drink more water.
Yeah.
And she's done a better job, and it makes a huge difference.
It makes a huge – water is so good for you, not only digestion, but in hydration.
You're getting headaches and stuff, man.
It'll take away a headache. You won't have a headache when you drink a lot of water. It just seems like it really does help a lot.
Well, and our body's about 90% water, so it's kind of telling you something. It's not 90% beer or Gatorade.
Well, it's telling some people something.
It's 90% water. Yeah. I love my dad when I tell him, you need to drink more water. I don't like the way it tastes. It has no taste, Dad. All you got to do is swallow it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like the way it tastes. I'm like, all right, we're not going to argue this. So.
flavor it, man, but drink water.
Put a lemon slice in it or something.
Yeah, something. Just, whatever it takes, drink water.
No, I don't like the way it tastes. Come on. Give me a break.
Yeah, I don't like the way it that's a good one. A line we'll use somewhere down the road. All right. Another thing that's very, very important, not only hydration, but downtime. We're in this year 2025, we're just inundated with things to do and things to occupy our mind, whether it's a video game or a TV or working or outside or whatever. But it's important. It's very important that we take time just to sit quietly and just kind of get yourself together and realize that life isn't just about being busy all the time. Sometimes it's time to sit down and relax and enjoy. It's good for your health to do that, and it's good for your health to really take stock of things and realize where you sit in this life. It helps you a whole lot. Word of caution, that's all. All right. Well, we were talking a little about, I know you talked about Will and his fence, but a lot of people are replacing like one fence board in their stockade fence, and it stands out so much so because the rest of the fence boards have been, they're turned gray because of weathering and whatnot. Well, when you put in a new fence board, you can stain it gray, or there's certain things you can do to make it match and make it look. I mean, because otherwise it stands out like a sore thumb, and you don't want to do that if you can help it. But
I'd say the best way to do that is to buy more slats when you get your fence, leave those slats out so that they weather in the same, and then you'll have the replacement.
You know? And it's important that when you put those slats on, you don't leave them just on the ground. You put them on.
Yeah, make them upright just like you would your fence, and they're going to weather the same as basically your fence does. So when you need that one, you have five
good
or six
thought.
Of those, yeah.
Very good thought. See that, Lance? I think it's the show. I like that. That's good information, Lance.
I've had to do that one before.
That's a customer experience then. Nothing like experience. Nothing like experience. It always gets you through all the things. That's kind of – I've done a lot of stuff as far as experience is concerned. So I've been around the bush a bunch of times. And, but I've not done that trick before. That's a pretty good deal. Buying extra fence boards and letting them just stay out there by themselves. Oh, well. Let's see. I was talking about that. All right. We're talking about that. Okay. A lot of problems. What are we running out of time? How do we do that? Yakking too much, I guess. All right. Hey, you've been listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. We do it each and every Saturday. We kick it off at 10. We do it at right up until 12 o'clock and talk about it and do a music segment and have a great time. You can pick us up during the week anywhere, anytime you want, any place in the world by going to supertalk.fm. You can find us streaming. You can find us everywhere. I appreciate you folks. Thank you for listening to the Handyman Show, and take care. See you next week.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Thinking about that big home project? In Mississippi, the law requires a licensed contractor for residential projects, including new home construction over $50,000, home remodeling or improvements, including roofing over $10,000. All subcontractors performing residential, electrical, plumbing, or HVAC work on new home construction projects over $50,000 or home improvement projects over $10,000. Don't risk your investment. Visit msboc.us to verify a contractor's license today. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm.
Stay informed and stay connected with the Super Talk Mississippi app. The Super Talk app brings you the latest news and connects you to your favorite shows. Download the Super Talk Mississippi app today. And
this is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
Hey, this is Bob. Just walked into ESI Supply. James, y'all are the headquarters for cut-resistant gloves.
Yes, sir. We carry multiple brands, Radians, MCR, and Hex Armor. We got cut-ready gloves from A1 to A9, coated and leather, with impact and without.
ESI Supply is your protection headquarters. Stop by and see them at 111 Aerosmith Drive in Richland, or give them a call at 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910, or online at esisupply.net. That's esisupply.net.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.